Welcome. Ay, ay, ay. John Lewis Bennett. Welcome. Hi, Moonchild. Hi, Tuttles. Hi, Mart.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dana, Joe, and Eric coming to you live. It's alive.
Woo, soon enough, huh?
Welcome, everybody. Good to see everybody. Man, you know Halloween's rapidly coming on us.
I know. I have to decorate my pumpkin. Pumpkin.
I think we got 13 days. Ooh, 13 Ooh. Days till Halloween. Man, I'm the flim flam man this morning, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, well, gross.
Woke up choking.
Did you see those two little puppies I sent you that are hugging each other?
Oh, that's so cute. That is one cute little creature.
Oh, they're so cute. It says, let me tell you guys. Okay, so it's one little black poodle and one little white poodle. And it says, puppy siblings adopted by different families immediately recognize each other while they're going on walks 1 year later. And they're literally hugging each other on their back legs, hugging each other. It's the cutest thing ever.
It is cute. That is a cute, cute picture.
It puts a smile on your face.
It does.
In the morning. Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is that they would recognize each other after a year.
Well, they're just like, you know.
Yeah, the sense, I guess. I don't know. That's pretty cool. That is awesome. Yeah. That is awesome. Cute little puppies. Well, yeah. After a year, they're not really puppies anymore. Cute little dogs. Yeah, we've had some cute dogs. My kids' mom, she had a little dog. It was, we called him Bubba. He was just a little tiny dog. I don't even know what kind of dog he was, but he was little. He was like almost the, about like a Chihuahua size, I guess, but he was furry. I mean, he had all kinds of fur. Mm-hmm. Black. Man, he thought he was the toughest dog on the neighborhood. You know, she loved that little dog to death. You know, she always like had him around her. You know, he's always in her lap, you know. And what's funny is
filter radio.
You know, we'd have the door open and you have the screen door there because we lived in Arizona. And, you know, it'd be somebody walking by the house and he'd be at the door. You know, just a little tiny man. I mean, he's like, he's a guard dog, you know. Yeah, I'm a guard dog. And you'd let him outside, you know, if we're standing around and we let him outside and he'd run about halfway down the driveway barking. Pop, 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 pop. It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, get him, Bubba. Get him. You know, it's like, get out of here, Bubba.
Oh my gosh, Steptoe. What kind of dog is that?
That's a big puppy. 8 months old at 112 pounds. That's a big dog.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, a Rottweiler.
They're all muscle too.
Yeah, did you know Rottweilers back in the Renaissance days was the dog of choice for the royalty?
Protection.
Yeah, to protect their kids. Yeah, yeah.
They just hung out in the yard with the dog hung out with the kids while they played and protected them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rottweilers. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and they always think, oh, they're such bad dogs, you know. Oh, this dog's bad. This dog's bad. No.
Yeah,
it's they said the human that's bad that trains the dog to be
they
that
said
way.
That, yeah, they said that those the reason they chose Rottweilers because Rottweilers were good with kids.
Yeah.
Good with kids. Yeah.
It usually is that
So
way.
There you go, Rottweilers. They are a big, stocky dog, though, aren't they? Good mm-hmm. night. See, when I was growing up, the when I was growing up, the dog that seemed like the dog of choice for guard dogs, and that was the Doberman Pinscher.
Yes. When I was growing up, yes, they were. Doberman Pinschers were everywhere. It was like the dog to have. And you don't see them much anymore. I've seen them, like the last year, maybe I've seen two, which is shocking because I haven't seen them in such a long time. Yeah, I think they're beautiful dogs.
They are. They seem to have kind of, you know, got dethroned. I guess I don't know. But you know, I had a friend of mine who had a Doberman Pinscher, and he had it as a pup.
Yes, it was the '80s too, Steptoe. Huh.
And it had it had the big old floppy ears and a long tail, and it was just friendly dog. And he goes, "I'm there petting with it, playing around with it." And he goes, "You know what kind of dog that is, don't you?" I go, "No, what is it?" He goes, "That's a Doberman Pinscher." Totally. You're kidding. Different.
Yeah, when they're not clipped, huh?
Yeah, he says, "Oh, no, I just haven't clipped its ears and bobbed its tail yet, but that's a Doberman Pinscher." And I said, "Well, man, it looks like a hound dog." He goes, "Yep, they look like a hound dog when they're not clipped and bobbed." Why would you want to clip and bob them? I don't know. That's what I told him. I said, if I had one, I'd leave it like it is. Nobody would know it's a Doberman Pinscher, you know. But I guess you clip and bob it, you know, so it has the appearance, you know, and then nobody's going to come around, you know, when they see it. No one's going to come around in your yard when they see a Doberman laying around. It could be the friendliest dog in the world. It's just like the Rottweilers now. It could be the friendliest dog in the world, but because of the reputation and how they look, no one's going to come into your yard. No one is going to come in and mess with it, you know. Pretty cool. Yeah.
I had my, you had asked if I had ever paid, you know, a lot of money or money for a dog, which I have, but my first dog, I wanted an Airedale, but
I like those dogs,
but I ended up going with the smaller version, which is a Welsh Terrier. And oh my gosh, they are just the coolest dogs ever. They were bred to, hunt foxes and rodents and stuff like that back in the day.
But weren't the Airedales, they were bred for hunting too, weren't they?
Probably, but the Welsh Terriers could go in. They're a little smaller. They're smaller than Billy. So they could go to, you know, their noses and stuff into holes. They could go into like the holes and stuff
for rabbits and all that stuff.
Yeah. And so that was my first dog. And then after he passed, I just had rescue dogs. I had, Billy and Boo. So, But Max was Billy, a cool dog.
Yeah. Well, I always thought my dog of choice was always, if I wanted to spend money on a dog, it would have going to be a German Shepherd. Because that's the dog we grew up with as kids. We grew up with German Shepherds.
Oh, wow.
And they were just a real good dog. We had one.
We had him too.
We had one when we were growing up in Sunset City, Utah. Just little guys. I was just a little toddler old man. And we had Gretchen. It was Gretchen's name. Hey, Gretchen. Our German Shepherd's name was Gretchen because she's from Germany.
Every single time we had a dog, it was Valentine. I don't know why. It was always Valentine. It was a German Shepherd named Valentine. Yep.
So you get another. Yeah,
my dad would always. Yeah, he'd bring them home. Okay, here's the new Valentine.
New Valentine. That's funny. Well, Gretchen, I don't know how in the world. I don't know how in the world my dad got this dog trained like he had it. Well, you know, being little like that, I don't remember much of what was going on around the house anyway. But anyway, that when we're outside playing, that dog's always with us. Doo, 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 Gretchen, you know, always just having a good time with old Gretchen hanging around us and that. And my dad, neighbors would come over and my dad would challenge neighbors. Hey, grab one of my kids. Grab one of my kids. Oops. And people would be going, "No, you're going to grab one of your kids with that dog out here? No, come on. Go ahead. Grab one of those kids. And, I could never know what was going on. But then I found out as I got a little older, I found out. See, you go out there and grab one of his kids, and his kids would go, "Ah, that dog's on you." That dog, he'd have your wrist in its mouth, and it'd be staring at you going, "Ah." It wouldn't bite down to break skin, but it would have a hold of you, you know? And people never knew what it was like, what was going to happen if you didn't let go, you know? And it was to the point where our parents would have to put Gretchen outside if they were going to spank us.
Oh, I
because
bet.
If they went to spank us, Gretchen wouldn't let them. She'd stand between them and us. And
Well, Billy does that with me. Billy does that. Hi, Robert. Happy birthday. He does that with me. He's very protective.
Good morning, Robert. Glad you could make it.
And there's Robert. Hey, Robert. Happy birthday.
Today is Robert's birthday.
Are you guys ready? Are you ready for the old man's drunken sailor choir to sing? Here we go. Yes. Ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Dear Robert, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Robert. Happy birthday, buddy.
I hope you have a good
have
day.
Have a great
Robert.
Day. Have a great day, man. Have a great day. Yeah. So we had Gretchen, you know, the guard dog of the century for us kids. And then, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And so when I get to Arizona, when we moved from Utah to Arizona, my parents, we didn't take Gretchen with us. We gave Gretchen to some farmer who had kids. And then so we get to Arizona and we get another German Shepherd. And this one's name is Rennie. And he's a bigger German Shepherd than what Gretchen was. Big male German Shepherd. Yeah, he was lazy. He wasn't eating, you know. Yeah, spank him. I don't care. Here, I'll hold him down for you so you can whip him. Whip their little butts. I don't care. Thanks, Rennie. He'd sell us under the bus.
Oh, my gosh. We had a greyhound, and greyhounds, you would think, would be active. But, oh, my gosh, they are the biggest couch potatoes in the world. We had gotten it in Colorado Springs. There was a racetrack out there. I don't know if it's still out there or not, but it they were adopting the dogs out. And so we had gotten her, and she just, biggest couch potato, would go out and go potty and then just lay down. But they would have bad dreams.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know because of what they went through. I don't know.
Now, anyway. That's another dog I think was bred for hunting because of their speed. I thought I read somewhere that they were bred to chase deer down. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I've never heard. I don't know. But they are cool dogs.
Yeah. Well, what brought this whole conversation up was... excuse me, I saw this article and it said animals with amazing price tags on them. And I thought, let me look at this and let's see what's going on. So there's this sheepdog. There's this sheepdog in England that his name's Kim. Kim the sheepdog.
Oh, cool.
It was bought for $37,350. $37,000.
Holy moly. I know. Does it say?
No. It was the priciest sheepdog around, you know. It was just a Welsh border collie named Kim.
What?
That's a lot of money, man. Jeez. And it doesn't really say why they paid that much, you know. But I guess if you got a farmer and you know, I guess these guys, and you raise sheep, these guys know how to pick dogs. But $37,000 for this dog. And then there's Cato, the Bengal cat, you know, those little kittens that look like little cats that look like
they big look like cats, little, yeah,
tigers or whatever, yeah.
And they're mean too. I think they really swat at you with sharp nails.
Yeah. I guess they do have an attitude. Yeah, they do have an attitude. Well, this cat here brought in $41,435. $41,000. Are you kidding me?
God, what is that?
It says Bengals are bred from a domestic cat and an Asian leopard cat and usually cost between $500 and $5,000 a kitten.
Holy.
Holy moly. Yeah. And then they got a bunch of these so-called clone animals in here in this list. Cece, the first cloned cat, went for $50,000. Okay, well, clone cat. And then Mike Tyson owns some Bengal tigers. Tigers, and he paid $70,000 a piece for these tigers.
Why would you want to own those tigers? I mean, maybe if you owned them at the zoo and the zoo took care of them for you. Hi, Mr. A. Hi, BHC.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It says here that he had one for 16 years, though. 16 years.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. Tyson owned one of the tigers for 16 years. During which she allegedly tore an arm off a woman found trespassing on the boxer's property.
Oh, my word. Hi, Code 2319.
Beware of tigers. Now, I can see a sign like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Beware of tigers. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Now, this is the one that blew me away. In 1999, a giant stag beetle at 3.5 inches long was reportedly sold in Japan for $89,000. The beetle was highly prized in Japan, and the insect shop in Tokyo that brokered the deal said the beetle was bred by an amateur and sold to the president of a communications company. And it's like a beetle, a bug, $89,000 for a bug.
Yeah, why? Do they make something? That's just crazy. I don't understand.
This is what would happen at my house. I'd have that bug. I paid $90,000 for it. My grandkids would come over and go, "Ew, a bug!" Step, and squish
it. Exactly.
What are you doing? You just squished my $90,000.
That's
too funny. Or. My $73,000 cat would eat it. The first clone dog, Sir Lancelot Encore, went for $155,000. He's a cute little puppy. Wallage Posh Spice, the cow. The cow went for $363,000. A cow. I don't know. It's a champion cow. Okay. What are they going to do with it? I don't know. Breed it, I guess. It doesn't look like a very big cow, this picture. Looks kind of dinky. All right. So let's see here. Okay. Now, these are the ones that made me go, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Bolt, the racing pigeon. What would you think Bolt the Racing Pigeon would go for?
$2,000.
$2,000? Do I hear anything else in the chat room? $2,000 for a racing pigeon? Racing pigeon, Bolt the Racing Pigeon. How about $400,000?
Oh, my God.
$400,000. Yeah. Yeah, $400,000 for a racing pigeon. Oh, my gosh.
What if he doesn't come back?
Exactly. What if you let him go? You let him go and some falcon gets it. You know? You're there watching him fly. Oh, look, there goes Bolt. Yeah, look at how beautiful he is flying. Yeah. And then some falcon just swoops in and grabs him. Duh! You know, it's like, what? What the French toast happened to my
That's I'm the only crazy right lady. Welcome back, Farrah
Vega.
Crazy Omega.
Right there.
That is crazy.
A Holstein
find
cow.
This crazy list. Huh? Oh, those are big cows.
Yeah, Holstein's a big cow. It's a milk cow. Milk and for eating and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Missy the Holstein cow sold for $1.2 million. She produces 50% more milk than an average cow. A whopping 50, what's kg?
Kilograms?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, 50 kg of milk a day. Kilograms? What? Wow.
Is that what it is, Eric? Hi, Tron Cat.
KG stands for that. Meow, Tron Cat.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is that really a lot of milk? I don't know. But gosh, 1.2 million? Man, it seems like the breeder agreed, the buyer agreed that they would, that when they forked it out over a million for a, I can't see paying for a cow. You know, because so what if she stops just giving milk one day? You know, well, all right, well, that's going to be some expensive hamburger, you know. Interesting. Okay, here's another racing pigeon. This is Armando. Armando, the racing pigeon. Armando, dubbed the Lewis Hamilton of pigeons. The Lewis Hamilton of pigeons. I don't want to say how much. What do you think he went for? He says was thought to be the best long-distance racing pigeon of all time. He has now retired and enjoying a life as a father of many chicks. Armando. Wait a
minute. So the other one went for how much? 30-something?
400,000.
400,000? 400,000? Armando? Yeah. $1 million.
You are close. $1.4 million.
Holy crapola. What is that? Sold, I would die. That's crazy.
Sold in 2019 for a record for $1.4 million, almost six times as much as fellow racer Bolt. Yeah. He's not as good looking. He's not as good looking as Bolt is.
Oh, jeez. I just would think, you know, it would fly off and never come back. You know, or fly away back to the person who owned him in the first place.
I'm thinking a cat gets it or something. That'd tick you off. New Kim stole Armando's title when she became the world's priciest pigeon in November last year, selling to an anonymous Chinese bidder for an eye-watering $1.9 million. Oh my word. part of the stock in New Kim's price is that the starting bid was only $242. The starting bid. So it went from 242 up to $1.9 million for this bird.
That's crazy.
Holy moly.
I don't understand, but okay.
I don't either. Cat food, baby. Cat food if your neighborhood cat gets it. Oh,
no, but don't. I mean, what do pigeons do when people own those, like...
Well, they race them.
Flocks?
Yeah.
Shadow? Is that what they're called? Flocks?
Yeah, they race them. I when I grew up as a kid, we had several people in the neighborhood who had quite a few pigeons in their little pigeon homes, you know. And they'd let them out, and all these pigeons would just be flying around, circling the neighborhood, you know.
That's it? I thought they did something more than that.
No, this is what they did. Now, I guess they entered them in racing contests, or I don't know.
Oh, no. Totally.
They take them out.
Get a pigeon.
Yeah, they take them out and let them go, and whoever gets back to their, I guess, to a certain spot wins. I don't know. I don't know what they do, but I don't know. Well, crazy lady says she was offered $5,000 for her dog. Wow. What kind of dog do you have, crazy lady?
Is it one of the cute ones you had on the there was a puppy and then an older dog. Well, but wasn't she a puppy too? I can't remember. You had him on a little video, and I believe it was your husband.
Oh, she says it's a pit bull.
It is. She's cute. Is it a she?
I don't know.
There was a puppy too that was playing. Yeah, there was a little puppy that was playing with the other dog. It was
man, I don't know. I think, well, you know, when you have a pet like that, and somebody comes up and offers you I'll give you $5,000 for that dog. It's like, get out of here. You know, I mean, you know, unless they're waving the cash in front of your face, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, I'm not getting rid of that dog. You know, I mean. I can see where you would not want to. It's because people with pets are more like, you know, they're more and more part of the family nowadays.
Oh, no. Yeah, they are. My dogs are part of my family.
They're oh,
my
can bear witness to that.
But they're part of my family. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
I love them. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. They, especially the little one, he's been there, you know. Mm-hmm. Billy's a pain in my rear. We'll see.
Yeah, Billy's
so
cool.
So is Boo. He's a little shit zoo at times. He's a shit zoo, but, you know, but he's, I love them. Yeah.
Oh, he's tough, though. He's tough, though. He goes and he, when he plays with Billy, man, he don't pull back.
Oh, he's deaf, blind and deaf, and he's still like, no way, I am the boss of you.
Yeah, it's like Billy's like four times the size of he is that Boo is,
and he's and just he'll jump and get him. Yeah,
they are fun. They are funny. What's this? A mastiff, M-A-S-T-I-F-F,
oh, yes.
Mastiff,
a Tibetan
from Tibet. Anyway, this one sold for $2 million. That's a big furry dog. The lion, the dog with lion's blood. They said that's a big dog.
Yeah, I think they're watchdogs too.
Yeah. There's $2.7 million for a camel. Eh, I can see that. I mean, camels are like race horses. Oh, and there's an Arabian horse here they list as, you know, a real pricey thing. But he's so El Rey Magnum, the Arabian horse. They paid so much for this horse, they don't even give you a dollar amount. They just go several million.
Several million.
Yeah. A Horizon, the African buffalo. Someone paid $11 million for an African buffalo. That's is just linked to a crocodile.
Rollers. You know what I mean?
Hi-ho,
Royalty Rollers.
Royalty Rollers. I almost call them Holy Rollers. Hey!
Holy Rollers!
Oh, my goodness. And then you got the typical racehorses, you know, $60 million, $16
million. See, I mean, I still think that's crazy, but I understand because they're racehorses, I guess. You know, they do something, but I'm still trying to understand the whole pigeon thing. But
exactly.
I brought it up, and they do 21 incredible things, but they aren't very, they're just weird. I just didn't know if they, you know, are they, back in the olden days, they said they would put a little something
messengers.
On the messengers. Yeah. They tie it to their little legs and then say, go, Birdie, go to the old man's house. And then it would fly all the way over.
Really popular message. Really popular in times of war. Really popular in times of war because they're trying to get messages to the their headquarters and all this and that. But then whoever the enemy was, would have falcons, and they'd see and they stick the falcons on them. Yeah, yeah. So the messages could be interrupted and that kind of stuff. Yeah, So you paid all this $1.9 million for that pigeon, huh? Yeah, I've got a falcon here. I paid $200 for. Let's let him race.
You know? Hi, Robbie.
Yeah, so there we go. High cost of pets and animals. Mm-hmm. Jeez, Louise, man! I tell you what, that's spendy stuff.
Crazy.
Spendy stuff. So, is today got any holidays for today? What's going on?
Of course it has holidays for today.
Have we had a day where we haven't had any holidays?
No, but we have some holidays today. National New Friends Day.
New friends.
New connections in your life and celebrate friendships everywhere you go.
Do anybody even make new friends anymore? Everybody's
running around. We do every day when we're here.
Oh, no, yeah, I know, but I mean, you know, out on the streets, everybody's in such a bad attitude.
No, they are. They have
make new friends.
Grumpy looks on their faces and everything.
New Friends Day. Get out and make some new friends. Meet some people.
This one, I love this one. Evaluate your life day. This day encourages you to reflect on your life and become better versions of yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Get out there and make better versions of yourself. That kind of brought me to mind. I woke up this morning and this was really heavy on my heart here. You know, you don't really know what's going on with people. You know, you really don't know.
No.
So Hold on a second. I'm trying to type at the same time. I can't type and talk. So this was really heavy on my heart this morning, and I don't know why. I just woke up, and it was on my heart. And so I said, I am going to mention this. Hold on a second. I'm typing in something here for the chat room. I woke up, and I just had this thought. I had this thought that I needed to post this, and I just posted the suicide hotline out there.
Hi, Jimmy Sassy.
And I don't know. It was heavy on my heart when I woke up, so I just wanted to put that out there. And I think, you know, we all should have the suicide hotline number someplace close to a phone. You know, I mean, we got people out there that are really just depressed. You know, they got the dark clouds hanging over them and all kinds of, you know, stuff going on in their lives. Nobody will talk about it. And I just wanted to share that number with everybody in the chat room.
That is an excellent idea. And I'm glad you did that.
Yeah. Especially, you know, if you've got a podcast or you got some way you're out there, you're reaching people. You're talking to people and that kind of stuff. Have that phone number sitting there on the side of your computer on a sticky note, you know, and then because we never know, you know, we just never know who's what's going on in people's lives, and we can always direct them, you know, to a place where they can get help. You know what I'm saying? So there you are, the 1-800-273-8255, the National Suicide Hotline, and if you're out there and you're depressed, you're feeling bad, and you need help. Call that number. And, you know, and let's get it going. Man Cave, looks like Man Cave listed a number in there too. That's the UK number right there for the UK. 0330-094-5717. These are suicide hotlines. You just never know. You know, you just never know. And, you know, it was just heavy on my heart, and I wanted to make sure I got that taken care of today. So, yeah, if you're in the chat room, you ever come to the chat room, you're feeling down in that, you just give us a message, and we'll point you in the direction to the call that hotline and have them help you, see if they can help you and take care of you. Mm-hmm. You know,
give you an ear to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't want to, you know, I don't think that's a downer or a bummer thing to bring up. I think
it's important that we should.
Public service? Yeah, it's a public service, you know.
And especially nowadays, like you said, it's the way, you know, the world has gone mad, as the one podcast has it. Hi, Gift Gumby. It has gone mad. And if you sit there and people, you never know what somebody is going through. Yeah, just be there and have that number. That's an important number. Both of those numbers. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, thanks, Asha. Thanks for bringing that up, buddy. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, just a little public service out there. We want to help everybody and make sure everybody's healthy and feeling good. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you got the Old Man's Podcast show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, we're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. in the morning and Pacific time. And just trying to get everybody up and running, get your blood going, get you in a good mood so you can go out there and face life. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Give us a follow. We appreciate it. Download our shows through Podbeam and Spotify. And if you missed the first part of this show, you can also catch the replay of this show on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. Get on your phone, look up the apps store and download the phone app for that, the WESN Epic Strategies Network, so you can listen to it on your phone, or you can go to their website and listen to it there, where, like I said, we are replayed at 11 a.m. And then we also have a Sunday show there. We have a Sunday show there, which is 7 in the morning Pacific time, where we are playing old shows from the past. I just pick a show and we play it, and it's a lot of fun. All right. Yeah, got my public announcements out of the way. Oh, sorry, Dina Jo. I'm sorry. You still have holidays for today. Sorry.
Oh, no. Sorry.
But too late. Too late now. I mean,
oh no, your best friend's on the phone.
We'll have to get back to that later because my best friend of all time is on the phone. Man, Katie.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it, Dina. No more than it is now.
Move on over.
Are you guys doing all right?
Yes, all right. How about you?
We're all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, man, I'm good. I've just finished work, so I'm just sitting here just having a 5 minutes before I go home.
Oh, good. Chilling out, yeah. You're doing like you do to the computers. You're defragging.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's been a long day, and you just sit back and you're like, oh, do you know what? That's one thing. I've been tempted all day. I've been thinking, shall I just nip in for one? But one's not the case for me right now, so I'm going to have to go home.
We just watched a thing on, I think it was 60 Minutes, and it was all about the pubs in England and how they're trying to keep them alive through COVID crap.
It's true, but the pubs are dying. Well, the good ones are dying anyway.
Yeah, they were showing these old, you know, just beautiful old buildings and how they said, we will never have a TV in here, you know, these old timers. And they're just all these just generations of people just sitting around having a beer, talking.
There's nothing more fun and entertaining than going to an old English pub and just going in there, having a few pints, sitting there with your friends and just watching people and having a good old time. I mean, they are just good old time places.
And then they were even showing the newer ones that are, you know, a little more lively and hip and with music and stuff. And they were even cool. It was like, I would take either one of them. It's just, I don't know, the architect and everything about England just would be, I would love to go and just mesmerized by it.
The thing is, with English pubs, though, Dina, the old school pubs are like a community pub. Like, you go in your local area, there'll be that one pub where everyone will go to and meet at, and this is where we start off our pre-drinks, and everyone meets at that local pub. But now, them type of local pubs are like either flats now or apartments. And
that's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. Like, my old local, the Mary Widders, oh man, the giggles I've had in there is unreal. But now it's just like, died off. It's all either they're all like either bars or just pubs what just don't know what they're doing.
Hypoletic. That's so
sad. Yeah, and the people here in America that say, well, a pub that's just like a bar. No, they're not.
You can see the difference what they were showing. It was a community. They were just so many generations and a lot of older just sitting around talking. Just enjoying each other's company. And I was like, man, that's so cool.
Yeah. You know, it's like, this is the same crowd, you know, everybody, you know, and it's a very welcoming and just great. Just great. Yeah. I used to go when I lived there, my landlord, he'd come by and stop by the house and he'd say, hey, Jim, I'm going to go meet with my mates at the pub. You want to go? Be like, oh yeah, I do. For one thing, I'd love to go hanging around him and his mates because being the only American in there, they're gonna make fun of you.
Going in there, I can imagine going in there, like they're walking in, like, oh, who's this guy? And the next minute, you open your mouth and they're like, oh, we've got a bloody American in here.
That's exactly how it was.
That's
funny. And me, I would just take it. I would egg it on because I'd have so much fun with those guys, you know. They'd be talking to me, you know, and they'd be saying, so how long have you lived here now? And I'd tell them, you know, oh, what's going on, you know, 15 months. And you just still don't talk with a British accent? How come? I go, just to piss you guys off, you know.
If you're going to be in our country, you're going to speak our language, not that bloody American talk. That's what I'm going to say. But it depends. Were they like old guys in the pub or was they like medium age type of guys?
Well, medium age, because that's how he was. And we were probably close to the same age. We were probably all close to the same age. So let's see, we're talking 20 years ago. So we were in our 40s, you know. We were kind of in our 40s. So got the,
where they're just turning grumpy old men, but they ain't properly grumpy.
Yeah.
I know the type of characters in there.
And everything would be fine. I'd walk in, we're all laughing and, you know, slapping each other on the back and having a good time. And then they'd all order beers. You know, what are you having? What are you having? They'd ask me and I'd tell them, they go, oh, so you're drinking that girl's beer. Then it all start up again. Then they're after me for what I'm drinking.
It's like, oh, what, that Bud Light. That Bud Light. Now that's a problem.
No, it was that Tettles or something like that. Tettles. Tetlis. I don't remember.
That's a tea.
Yes.
A tea. What, you went to a pub and drank a cup of tea? Now you will just get banned for that one. Even I'm going to banter you for that. That's like saying, oh, I went to the pub and had an orange juice.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's just funny. Yeah. Yeah, but.
Tetlis brown water? Is that what it is, Steptoe said? Tetlis brown water?
Yeah, that's it. See, Steptoe's not. He's got the beer. That's it. T-E-T-L-E-Y. Tetlis.
Yeah, Tetlis.
Yeah, that's what I used to drink, and they would jump on me. So, and then so of course, instead of changing, and going to another beer, you know, like ordering a Guinness or something. No, because they made so much fun of me, and we had so many laughs around it. Of course, I've got to continue to order that. It was just a lot of fun. Yeah,
Did anyone say to you, oh, while you're at the bar, you're going to take a skirt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I would try to change it up and say that it's a kilt. You know, I'd talk about, well, no, you mean my kilt? I'll go get a kilt. They go, no, mate, you're not Scottish.
No. Don't try it. You get even bantered even more for that one. Jeez. Oh, gosh, old man. That pub there must have teared you a new one every time you went in. I can see it.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, yeah, I mean, I guess you could look at it and say that, you know, but, you know, I'm there. I'm going in saying, come on, just dish it out to me. Give it to me. Because it was so much fun. I mean, it was just fun. I loved being the so-called butt of their jokes because they were so good-natured, you know. And it wasn't like they were being mean.
No,
you know, they were having fun. Yeah.
You know? It's always banter. That's the meaning of banter, where it's where someone's winding you up, but it's only out of joke. It's never meant in a malicious way. It's just banter.
Exactly.
And I bet in England, I bet you hear them say, it's just banter, mate. Don't worry, it's just banter. Calm down.
I don't think anybody ever said that to me because they never had to tell me to calm down. Because I'd just be there laughing, having fun. You know, and I'd try to dish it back to them, you know, and it wouldn't quite work as well. But it's just a good old times. Hanging around with your mates, having some laughs and giggles, and just having a grand time. I mean, it was so much fun. Yeah, I did miss that. And oh, heaven forbid, the person behind the beer would short pour anybody.
Oh, mate!
All the focus is on them now.
Yeah, trust me. And then they'd be like, "What? Where's?" Did they always say, "What? Did I ask for a glass of head, or did I ask for a pint?"
Yeah.
Jeez, man. I know what it's like, man. I've been on both sides of a bar before. Uh-huh. And if you pour the wrong one, it's like going into the wolf's den. If you've gone wrong, you're going to get teared to shreds.
Yeah.
But also, for everyone who's listening, thinking, oh, yeah, English pubs are all rough and tough and everything like that. It ain't. It's just how we do it. If you got thick skin, you get on well, but if you go all emotional in there, you might as well go to a bar.
Go home. Yeah, go someplace else. Don't be all whiny. You're all picking on me. Well, then get out of here. Go drink at home.
Yeah, go home and tell your wife.
Unless their wife's in there.
Oh, yeah. Then you're
just women in there. Just in bed.
See, the thing is, you don't mess with them. They're the worst ones to be with. If there's a group of women in the pub, that's it. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, just good times. Good times, mate. Man, you've come in. You just stirred my memory with all the good times I had. It's just good times. Good times. And I'd get back to, I come back to America and I'm just going, how come we don't have any pubs here? Man, we need pubs. It's that neighborhood pub. We need that neighborhood pub, you know.
Yeah, that friendly.
That real friendly pub in that town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, good times. Good times. Hey, Asha, you going to hang around a little bit? We're going to go into Dina Joe's little music thing here.
God, he can't handle that. He's out of here, huh?
Listen, I can do that. I'll put myself on mute anyway, but I can do that.
Okay, well, listen, if you want to jump in and say anything about any of the songs, go ahead. Just jump in.
Yeah, because a lot of
Are you sure you're going to let me give that freedom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What time it is? You're a musician.
Music history. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Joe.
You know, the thing is, Asha, while you're on mute, that a lot of these songs that Dina Joe brings out, they've got, you know, they're in the top 10 of the UK Billboard.
The first one.
It's all yours.
All right, we're going to start with the year 1961. British singer Helen Shapiro went number one on the UK singles chart with Walking Back to Happiness, the singer's second and final UK number one. She was England's top-selling female artist and only 14 years old when she recorded this single. Ironically, Shapiro never wanted to record this. She felt it sounded too corny and old-fashioned to appeal to her fans, but she did it anyway. Here is Helen Shapiro with Walking Back to Happiness.
Funny, but it's true. What loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you more each day. Walking back to happiness.
Whoa. Woo! That kind of took off. Helen Shapiro, Walking Back to Happiness. Man.
I know, all of a sudden, huh?
I know. She sets you up. Oh, well, how good of a song is this going to be? Bam! And she just
Walking Back to Happiness.
That got you good then, didn't it?
Yeah.
Corny and old-fashioned. All right, we'll move on to 1967. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles released I Second That Emotion. That was the first top 10 hit for the group after the 1967 name change from the Miracles. As Robinson recalls in his 1989 autobiography, he and Cleveland, who was a producer, went at a Detroit department store to buy a Christmas present for his wife. He picked out some pearls and asked Cleveland what he thought. And Cleveland said, "I second that emotion," was his reply. And later they wrote the song. Here's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with "I Second That Emotion."
Maybe you're gonna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. And a taste of honey's worse than
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I second that emotion. It's funny how when you're going through and you're given the little history on these shows, these songs, Angel, how it is, it's just a phrase or a little statement or something triggers these guys to write a song.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. It's funny. But I know it is interesting. I love looking up the different, you know, the meaning behind the song or the album.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to 1968. On their farewell tour, British rock band Cream appeared at the Forum in Los Angeles, California, where they did a live recording was made. The album was Goodbye Cream. Cream was highly regarded as the world's first supergroup. Jack Bruce, Eric Clapton, and Ginger Baker. Tensions between Bruce and Baker led to their decision to break up. Here is Cream with Sunshine of Your Love.
Oh, that's right, Dina Jo. This was that other group of Eric Clapton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a personal joke.
It's getting near dawn.
Sunshine of Your Love, Eric Clapton and Cream, the other Eric Clapton group.
Hi, Randy Third. Oh, goodness. All right, we're going to move on to the year 1974. Canadian rock band Bachman Turner Overdrive hits number one in America with the album Not Fragile. The title, a play on Yes's album, Fragile. In an interview, Randy Bachman said he thought that using the word fragile as the title for a rock album was strange. He thought that BTO's music could be dropped and kicked without breaking. So without intending any commentary about Yes, the band's tongue-in-cheek called their album Not Fragile. Here is Bachman Turner Overdrive with Rolling Down the Highway. Hi, Ogata.
We rented a truck and a Chevy to go. Traveled down the long and the muddy road. Look on the map, I think we've been there before.
Bachman Turner Overdrive, or BTO. Roll on down the highway.
You can drop kick their music and it won't break.
Drop kick their music. This is one of the bands where people would say, you know, Bachman Turner Overdrive. I'd go, who?
Yeah, BTO. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to 1974, American musician Billy Preston hits number one with Nothing for Nothing. Preston was referred to as the fifth Beatle by several people. At one point, John Lennon proposed the idea of having him join the band, to which Paul McCartney countered that it was difficult enough reaching agreements with four others. Here is Billy Preston with Nothing from Nothing.
I love that intro. Nothing from Nothing, Billy Preston, the unofficial fifth Beatle.
Yes.
Yeah, chances are, when you're listening to Beatles songs later in their career, if you're hearing organ work in the background, it's more times than not Billy Preston playing with
them. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Good job, old man.
Thank you.
Good knowledge there.
I try to be.
All right. Year 1979, American musician Prince releases his self-titled album, Prince, containing the number one R&B hit, I Wanna Be a Lover. The song was Prince's first major hit single in the United States, reaching number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 and holding number 11 position for 2 weeks. It was his first album certified platinum for sales over $1 million. Here is Prince with I Wanna Be Your Lover.
I
It always shocks me when Prince starts singing. I just always forget he sings so high. I Wanna Be Your Lover by Prince. You always fake me out, buddy.
And you can hear all these songs in their entirety this Friday night on the music
show. That's it? That's the last one?
No, we have one more.
Oh, okay.
One more. Lastly, the year 1985, we're going to end this Darren Music History with Norwegian synth pop band A-ha, with number one on the U.S. singles chart with Take On Me, making them the first Norwegian group to score a U.S. number one hit. The video for the song featured the band in a pencil sketched animation method called rotoscoping, combining with live action, which won 6 awards and was nominated for 2 other at the 1986 MTV Video Music Awards. Here is A-ha with Take On Me. I can see your aerobics, everybody.
Get those leg warmers on.
Talking away. I don't know what to say.
This is A-ha. Take Me On. I didn't know that that was the name of the band that did this song.
A-ha.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get your shoes on. Get those leg warmers on. Get your exercises going. And then when you're all done exercising, when you're all done exercising and everything.
Woo!
Oh yeah, baby. This is for you, Randy. This is for you, Randy Third.
Woo!
Woo! Come on, buddy.
I know. We always think there. About you.
It was sitting right there on the list. I had to play it. Good job, Dina Jo. Good job on the list.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And don't forget, this Friday night, we'll be playing all of these Today in Music History songs.
Hi, Jessica.
Dina Jo will be presenting all of them this Friday in their entirety. So thank you. Yeah, good songs. I might even throw the stripper in there just for rounding third.
Just to throw me off, huh?
Yeah, just to throw you off.
That's his intro music. Yes, okay, yes.
Exactly.
Rounding third is intro music.
Yeah. And now coming to bat, the relief pitcher. And now coming in for relieving.
His walkout song.
Yeah. That would be perfect.
Coming out to bat.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
That's funny.
That would be. So the Krakens lost
welcome
yesterday.
Welcome back, Bobby. Oh, no.
They got slammed by the
Avalanche?
Flyers. I'll say one thing, man. Those guys look tired. They look tired out on the ice. They're playing their fifth on the road game tonight. They've been on the road for almost 2 weeks. And the Kraken. I'll tell you what, these guys look tired, man.
You know what? That's a hard sport.
It is. And then to play on the road for almost 2 weeks, play five games.
It's a hard
sport. They are beat. You can tell it. But you know what? They're the Kraken, you know, release the Kraken. And Grammy went shopping yesterday. I had made this, I don't know why I told her. I thought the game was going to be on at 8. But then it's getting closer, and I thought, let me see what's going on. I saw the game's on at 4. Oh, no. The game is on at 4. Are you kidding me? You know? And criminy. So I had to call her up and say, hey, that game's on at 4. Hey, Joe, Antonio, that game's on at 4. And it's like, she goes, okay, well, I'm trying to hurry and get there. So she gets there right as the, you know, as the puck drops, she gets here and I go out there and I'm unloading her groceries. And right on top of one of the grocery bags, there was a hat sitting in there upside down. And I go, no, she bought herself a Kraken hat. And she did. She bought herself a Kraken hat. It's so funny. She puts it on. So how do I look? I go, you look like you're ready for some hockey, baby.
That's cute.
She is. She is just a cutie. She is just a cutie. Hey, Joe, good to see you on the show, buddy. I understand you've had some problems with some trolls going in there pretending to be me that aren't me. So I'm glad you're here and you know that it's not me. It's not us. Hey, but I'm going to click and give you a follow, buddy. Check out your show. Give us a follow. Give us a follow, too. Yeah. Yeah. Good to see you, buddy. Good to check you out. Nope. There's a, he says live music, news, comedy bits, and more. Uncut and raw. That's how we like him. Uncut and raw. Check him out. Check out his podcast. Good times. Good times. So, so did you want to continue on your holidays, or do you got something else?
No, I already clicked off of him. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, gee.
Oh, hi, Asha.
Hi, Asha. Thanks. I wanted to thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I know. You're so rude.
I'm not rude.
You didn't even know that your best friend left.
I saw he left, but remember, he was sitting at work. He was having a little five break there and decided he wanted to get home. Mm-hmm. So, can't blame a hardworking man like that.
I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming you.
And the way we were talking about pubs, I wouldn't be surprised that he didn't swing in. And
he wasn't at work. If you were listening to your best friend, he said he was already done having work. And I said, oh, are you at a pub? Where have you been? See, Asha? Do you see? Mm-hmm. Trouble. Hello?
I'm going to give you a big boo right now. Oh man! See, good times.
To the pub right now.
Oh man, I wish I was there. I'd join you, man. I'd be sitting there waiting for you because I'm retired. That's a good thing that Ashley and I don't live in the same country because I mean, if I lived in England, you know, it'd be like trouble. I'd get him in trouble because I'd always be at the pub waiting for him to show up.
Yeah, and then he'd have my number. Dina, where are you? This guy's driving me crazy.
Man, you sounded a little Italian there for a minute. He's driving me crazy. Hey, let's go. Get out of there. Oh, man. But life
get
is
Grammy.
Get Grammy. Hey, life's too short to not have a good time, everybody. And that's what we try to do. We just try to have a good time. Try to let you have a good time, too.
Hi, XCH.
Oh, he's going to the liquor store now to prep for my show. Show. 11 a.m. Oh, yeah. Tell Grammy I not see. Yeah, thanks, Man Cave. See? Yeah, he'd really get me in trouble. Oh, I haven't seen him, Grammy. I don't know. And she'd be going, I'm standing outside calling. I see him. I'm looking in the window. He's sitting right next to you, Asha.
I know nothing.
That's the one thing about me and Grammy. We don't sneak around. We don't try to sneak around and hide. We just do it, you know. We just do it. And, good times. Good times.
Kombucha,
so anyway, back to
and vodka in my coffee when I have to do my kombucha and vodka in my coffee. Well, kombucha in your coffee? Really? Both
says,
together? Are you like that?
And vodka in his coffee.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't even know what is that. What is kombucha? What's kombucha?
Well, it's good for you stuff. It's fermented. It's mostly fermented. No, I don't drink coffee. Oh, is my coffee. Sorry.
Is.
Kombucha and vodka is my coffee for
me. Hey, and she talks about me. And she talks about me not paying attention. Look
at, no. Look at, get over. It's like it's fermented. It's a drink. There's all different kinds of flavors. I have it in my green tea in the morning, but it's like in a tea, so it's different. Is Royalty Rollers is on the line?
I don't see them. Are you on the line, Royalty Rollers?
I see them up there.
They're muted.
Oh, I don't see them.
Oh,
I don't see them.
Yeah, they're up there.
Hey!
Fermented tea, probiotics. Yeah. And it's supposed to, it's really good for you. You know, all that fermented stuff is really good for you. So,
hey, Royalty Rollers, it's good to see you. Real quick, because you haven't been on the phone on the phones here, but we, you know, we're family friendly. We kind of watch our language a little bit. So, with that in mind, good to see you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hi, guys.
Oh, you're both on the line.
Yes. Fantastic. Shay, now, I know, Shay, you're going to school for all the stuff that's good for you, all natural stuff, right?
Yes, I am definitely planning to. I'm trying to see when the classes will be starting, hopefully by next year. Hello, Too Much Sauce. How you doing?
Yeah, so do you know about kombucha?
Yes, we actually tried some not too long ago. It was definitely different, but it was good. I liked it a lot.
And it's bubbly, right? It's like a fermented bubbly.
Exactly. I think it's like just the different flavors. You got to find the right flavor for yourself.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So.
Hey, where are you guys located?
We're here in Muskegon, Michigan.
Yeah, the Great Mitten.
I've never heard it called that, but you're right. It is. It's a mitten. Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, it's great that you guys called in. I'm honored. Thank you.
We're honored. Thank you so much for having us, for real.
You say that too much. We definitely have the best 420 products. If you guys need any, we ship and deliver now to 12 states total. Trust the process, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to help you, not stress you.
Yeah, and you were having a sale. You were having some kind of sale or not sale, but some kind of giveaway.
Every day.
We had a random number giveaway.
Yeah. If they hit, is it 15 people in the show?
Yes.
If they hit 15 people in the show, then they do this song and countdown and you punch in the numbers and they give away stuff so that, you know, you guys can learn about the products that they have out
there. You go.
So, yeah.
So you need to tune in, try to win some of their fun stuff. Go out and have a blast.
Give them a follow.
Yeah. So what time's your show?
Welcome, NFCHM.
Our show is at 10:30/11 Eastern Standard Time. That's in the morning and at night, AM and PM. We try to do two shows a day, but with us back working and business picking up, we've been doing one show recently, but on those off days, we definitely will still do two shows.
Okay. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you find them, give them a follow so you know when their shows are going on. And let's get a big crowd. Let's see their follower numbers go up. Let's pack the house.
Thank y'all so much.
We air
Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday for you guys that don't know. We try to do our shows, you know, in between good times that we know everybody's not on, you know, so everybody gets a fair shot at some support because we definitely love you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, listen, anytime you've got some kind of special thing coming up and you want to get it out, get the word out there, get it promoted, feel free to come on. Come in, call in, and let's help you with whatever little contest and whatever little projects you got going. That's what we're here for. We're here to help our friends and help them on their podcast. So we're here for you guys.
Thank you so much.
We definitely appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, buddy.
Guys.
Well, we're going to cut you loose. Thanks for calling in. Love it. I just love it. I love it. People call
in. Always so fun and contagious fun. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It makes you want to stay in and just kind of like a homeboy's laugh.
They're fun.
I like that.
They're having a good time. They're fun.
Thank you for the share.
And, what was the girl's name? I forgot.
Shay.
I love Shay's voice.
Shay butter.
She got a great voice. good times.
And smooth and Shay.
Yeah. Too Much Saucy kept calling in, but I could never get to the switch.
We got a few minutes, Too Much Saucy, if you want to call in. I'll take your call. Yeah, all right. Let's see. We're connected. Too Much Saucy. There's okay. What's going on?
Hi, Saucy.
Hey, guys. My voice is kind of gone. You know, I lost my son this week. But I came in to tell you guys that Royalty Rollers, oh, man, they got some good stuff. They're really, really nice. I love the demeanor. And I also love Shay's voice. That's my nickname as well, Shay. She has some beautiful people, you know. And I just thank everybody for all the love.
Hi, Real Patriot Voice. I didn't know that it was so recent.
Yeah.
I didn't know
sorry.
It just happened. I am so sorry for your loss. I am so sorry.
Don't take it with your feet, guys. Just pick it up and pick it up. Yeah, thank you guys for all your support and all that, you know. And I said something the other day that I want to make sure that we keep saying that we're not civilian, we're poppins. And I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, you know, I like that thing. And I just like that the fact that the old man brings my sunshine every day. I could just turn on every morning.
Thank you very much.
I hear my Danny Joe. And I can hear Grammy and listen to Eric just look at everybody and talk.
Aw. Well, we're here for you.
Yeah, we're here for you. And,
exactly.
Keep it up, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Much love to you.
Thanks.
Much love.
Thanks. Hey, alrighty. Thank you.
You never know what somebody's going through.
Thank you for the kind words. Yeah.
So
try to be positive. Try to be positive and uplifting of people because you don't know.
Be kind. No. Yeah.
People don't walk around with a sign around their neck saying, you know, I'm having this issue, I'm having that issue, I feel like this, I feel like that. You know, we don't walk around with a sign around our neck. You know, we don't know. We don't know. But you know, you don't have to know to be kind. You don't have to know to be kind. You don't have to know to be patient. You know, just show some kindness. You know, random acts of kindness, you know, just seeing somebody and just, you know, shaking their hand, saying, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, I was thinking about you today. How you doing today? You know, just the little things like that, you know, and, you know, just being an ear, just sitting there with an ear, you know, and listening and just being, you know, because not everybody needs someone to give them an answer. They just need someone to listen to them, you know, and we can be that. We can be that person. And we can help people a lot if we just stop and be a listener and help them out. You know, it doesn't take much to be a good person. Exactly, Real Patriot's Voice.
Yeah.
So, man.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
Yeah, I know.
Reach
out.
Go ahead, Eric. You mentioned like the suicide prevention hotline number earlier in the show, but I know like mental illness in America and other parts of the world, I know a lot of people don't seem to take that very seriously, but like you said, reach out to people if you're concerned about them and you want to see how their day's going or if they need some listening ears to talk to. Because I even remember, you know, because I'm at 37 years old, I remember in the 1990s, if you ever saw those Charter Hospital commercials back in the 1990s, and this is like a medical group that had specialized in mental health and alcoholism and treating it. And I found the video of it on YouTube.
If you could live inside someone suffering from depression, you'd understand the sadness.
What's wrong with me?
The complete exhaustion.
Just so tired.
The loneliness. And you'd know that inside,
I can't take anymore.
She's desperately crying for help. Take steps now to help someone with an emotional problem. Call Charter Hospital. Outpatient services are available. If you don't get help at Charter, please get help somewhere.
Exactly. Because, and then I even remember commercials of like where you would also have actors who would have apparel and it would say child abuser on it. And the narrator would say, if only child abuse were this easy to recognize. But you don't see people going around with the word child abuser on their clothing. But there are like certain behavioral patterns you have to look for. And those commercials end with the trust your instincts.
Right. And that's how we should, you know. I said,
this needs to be taken seriously and not be ignored.
Absolutely.
Hopefully that's our PSA for today. The Old Men's Podcast with Dina, Joe, and Eric cares the more you know.
Yes.
There you go. And there's that number again for you guys. I just posted it in there.
Post it. Carry it in your wallet. Carry it in your purse. You never know when you might need to just pull it out and hand it to somebody. Here, give these guys a call.
Yeah.
You know, give these guys a call.
And you might just save a life.
Yeah, you just might. So.
Welcome, Real Wise Productions.
With that being all said, remember, life is precious. Life is short. Let's get out there. Let's do random acts of kindness. And life is a miracle. Let's get out there and enjoy it. Let's get out there and enjoy it. You know, it doesn't take much to put your arm around somebody and say, you're going to be okay. You'll make it. You'll be fine. You know, let me help you. Let me help you down this road. It doesn't take much energy to do that. Eric, you want some plug? You want to plug some podcast shows? Come on.
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, you've got the Real Patriots Voice coming up this evening. And you've also got Scooter and Spanky with the Beans and Weenie Show in primetime. And also throughout the day today, the Joe Antonio Show, Milk Dog 2020. And also be on lookout for Impromptu, Mike Tampa Bay and Cummings' Culture and John DeVito as always. And then hopefully Slightly Serious might decide to do a show on location this evening. And then also be on lookout for Ralph and tomorrow morning. And we look forward to come back for our Hump Day episode tomorrow as well. So we want to wish everybody a good day and talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Hey, don't forget, go check out our webpage. We just launched it. It's just in its infancy. It's just a baby. It's a baby webpage. And we're working on it, trying to get it going.
We're learning. We're learning.
We're learning. We're learning as we're going along. Yeah. Go to www.theoldmanspodcast.com and check out that. Check it out and have some laughs and giggles. And you can look at it and go, that old man doesn't know what he's doing. You're right. I don't. We're trying to get it going. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Like I said, we're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. every morning. We're here to wake you up if you're in the east on the west coast. And we're here to get you past lunch into the rest part of your day on the east coast. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for the people who called in. Thanks, Man Cave. We love you, brother. Thanks, Royalty Rollers. And a special thanks to who's that they called in?
Saucy.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, everybody. I'm old. My brain's going. What can I say? That's why I have Dina Jo. She keeps me online. And with that, a final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today, you guys. We love you so much. We appreciate everything that you do for us and your support. See you later. See you around the pod bean. Bye.
Dina Jo. Thanks, everybody. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. And somebody download an episode so we can hit 51,000 downloads. We are currently at 50,999. It cracks me up. Thanks, everybody, for all your support. We love you to death. Thanks. Come back. Have some fun. We're here for you. We're just having a crazy time. Yeah, we're just having a crazy time, having fun, laughing, and giggling. Thanks, everybody. We are your pub. We're your pub. We're your local pub.
Yes, we're your local little Cheers.
Yeah. Well, our music's coming to an end, so we're out of here. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, guys. Love
you. Love you, and God bless you. And join us again tomorrow and every weekday at this time for the Old Man's Podcast with Dina Jo and Eric. We always have a good time. And guests of the Old Man's Podcast show with Dina Jo and Eric stay at the All Suites Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Thanks, Eric. Everybody, we'll catch you later. Have a great day. Later, Gators.
Bye now.